We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, Dinners viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ast 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band, and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 63 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, channels 26 and Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CSAT. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Vuia on Medium Network Service, or MNS. Channel 23 in Kumba on Siet Kumba. In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia on Demand of Changhua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongcha Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Chai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puozi City, Channel 90 on Daoyang Cable TV. In Jai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunnan County, Channel 108 on Doleo Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheong Township on Pekong Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Hob Province, Channel 21 on Hanel Tai Cable TV. In Edenet City, Channel 26 on Elkhat Tengger Cable TV. Channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Sugbathur, Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Uul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. And Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolia Digital Broadcasting. In Bayanzurk and Han Uls District, Channel 25 on Himori Cable TV. In Utush on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Underhan City in Hentai Province, Channel 23 on Sandbird Company. In Sanchan City in Dornogab Province, Channel 25 on SunPower Company. In Germany in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg in Wilhelm Tell. And in Hamburg on Willy Tell using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista. And Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabolica, Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolacion, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquin, and Santa Elenita, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company, in Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Abor Isadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company, in Localidad 89 Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company, in Engativa 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company, in Barrio No Oriental de Bogotá, Zona 1, Channel 41 on Teleunidos, and Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia and Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Paraguay and Viami, Channel 24 in Video Cable, and in Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Araguay, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tirapacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Domoe SA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguatsu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguatsu. And in Andarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable and Andarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a United States University team earns a place in the 2011 Solar Decathlon with a very special eco-home. In humanitarian news, a gentleman has devoted the last 15 years to voluntarily repairing a road for his fellow villagers in Jushu, China. In veg news, gourmet plant-based restaurants are becoming more popular in the United Kingdom. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 2nd, is Italy's National Day, also known as Republic Day, celebrating the decision to become a democratic state in 1946. World famous for its rich cultural heritage, Italy is renowned for brilliant artists such as Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci, and acclaimed composers such as Antonio Vivaldi and Giuseppe Verdi. This picturesque country is home to the spectacular Dolomites, a United Nations educational, scientific, and cultural organization World Heritage Site. This mountain range is in the northern Italian Alps and is considered one of the most attractive on the globe. It has a wide variety of extraordinary landscapes, including some of our planet's highest vertical rock walls. May the vibrant people of Italy have a memorable Republic Day.
Fly-in news. Chinese village engulfed in sandstorm. On Monday, May 31st, a massive cloud of sand from the Gobi Desert covered the village of Golmud in central China's Qinghai province, advancing at a rate of over 20 meters per minute. As day was darkened by the dust cloud, the settlement's 200,000 residents were forced to stay in their sealed houses until the storm settled, leaving huge amounts of sand to clean up. According to the Chinese Academy of Sciences, such sandstorms now occur at a rate that is six times higher than 50 years ago due to desertification that continues to spread and is made worse by livestock grazing, deforestation, and unstable weather patterns. The wind-borne dust deposits, which often result in power outages, respiratory illness, and other disturbances of daily life, now reach as far as even Seoul in South Korea, with places like Beijing having to cope with the effects of 1 million tons of desert sand each year. We pray for the protection of the Golmud residents and all who must endure these damaging storms. May such disruptive events be calmed as humanity acts with greater care toward fellow beings and our precious environment.
Underwater volcano erupts in Pacific. 7 miles south of Sarangan Island in the western Pacific's northern Mariana Islands, a volcano estimated to be approximately 1,000 feet below the sea erupted on Saturday, May 29th, sending a vent of steam and ash 40,000 feet into the air and leaving debris on the surface of the water. Governor Benigno R. Futiel declared a temporary state of emergency, and U.S. officials evacuated 16 people from the area, most of whom were scientists. Fortunately, the affected region is sparsely populated, and there were no injuries or damage reported thus far. Scientists continue to monitor the area, also to determine the exact source of the volcanic activity. Our appreciation, Governor Futiel and other U.S. officials, for your concerned actions to safeguard lives. May all in the region be protected as we pray that such disturbing events are eased through our striving for more benevolent regard of all beings.
Supreme Master Chiang Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
U.S. and Danish organizations support development in Olac or Vietnam. Based on agreements signed with the Vietnam Union of Friendship Organizations, a donation totaling more than $14 million is being made by two non-governmental organizations to help improve the lives of the Olac Sees or Vietnamese people. U.S.-based interfaith Christian group Bread for the World and Agricultural Development Denmark Asia, or ADDA, have contributed $4.8 million and $9.6 million, respectively. Funds from Bread for the World would be directed toward community development, microcredit, environmental protection, and emergency aid in 12 provinces and cities, while ADDA's funding will provide sustainable agriculture training and free legal aid in 2 cities and 9 provinces. Heaven's blessings and our appreciation, Bread for the World and Agricultural Development Denmark Asia, for your generous assistance to the people of Olac. May they flourish in abundant fulfillment and well-being.
Trinidad and Tobago inaugurates first female prime minister. Following her election, when the People's Partnership won 29 of the 41 cabinet seats in parliament, Kamla Persad Bisesar became the Southern Caribbean nation's first female prime minister. Speaking at her swearing-in ceremony, the new premier, who is also an attorney by profession, pledged to offer free computers to students, increase pension for elderly citizens, as well as improve social safety. She stated, "Change has indeed come. Today we start the work of transforming the hope and promise of change into the reality of change. Your Excellency Prime Minister Persad Bisesar, our respectful congratulations for your new role. May heaven bless your leadership in bringing fellow Trinidadian and Tobagonian citizens abundant peace, prosperity, and happiness."
American mathematician wins prestigious Abel Prize. Dr. John Tate, a former professor at U.S.-based Harvard University and the University of Texas at Austin, accepted the Abel Prize as one of the highest commendations for mathematics. The prize recipient is selected annually by a panel of 5 international mathematicians. This year's award and its more than $900,000 cash award was presented by His Majesty King Harald V in Oslo, Norway, to honor Dr. Tate's work in number theory that is recognized as being instrumental to the development of modern computing technology. Our accolades and admiration, Dr. John Tate, for this deserved recognition of your gifted achievements. May your life and work continue to further our knowledge in such valued fields to benefit all of humanity.
Newly vegan award-winning designer halts use of leather. American John Bartlett, who is creative director for the men's collection Claiborne and has his own fashion line, was also named 2010 Designer of the Year by the American Apparel and Footwear Association. Recently, Mr. Bartlett decided to become vegan and described some of the benefits on his web journal as he wrote, "The personal renewal I have experienced through becoming vegan has been very powerful. I sleep better, feel better, and am more connected to the world at large as well as to my inner world. With this change, I have also renewed my commitment to doing what I can to alleviate the suffering of others, which includes our beloved animal friends."
Moreover, the designer also announced that he will no longer permit leather in his line, as he stated, "After working in the fashion industry for over 15 years, I have had a recent awakening of sorts and am committed going forward to discontinue all use of leather. I am very alarmed by the recent resurgence of fur on the runways and will be reaching out to my colleagues about the realities of this horrific aspect of our industry. I am presently working to develop a vegan shoe and accessory line and have gone vegan after discovering the devastating state of factory farming." John credits the reading of Alicia Silverstone's The Kind Diet for helping him become aware of the link from meat eating to factory farmed animals and the environment.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us, nourishes us, gives us our best selves is also the same food that heals the planet and is kind to other creatures. It just so happens to be a win-win for everyone. So that's why I called it The Kind Diet.
A big bravo, designer John Bartlett, on your courageous and compassionate change to the vegan lifestyle. May heaven bless your work as you continue to inspire with your talented creations in support of our cherished animal co-inhabitants.
Georgia, USA opens second Loving Hut. The state's newest locale recently had its grand opening, featuring a celebration and buffet meal. As part of the international vegan enterprise encouraged by Supreme Master Qinghai's idea of offering scrumptious, compassionate, and affordable meals to the public, this new branch is located in Kennesaw, right next to a busy mall. Shoppers, families, and a diverse array of visitors all expressed their delight at the Loving Hut experience.
I thought it was delicious and really healthy. It was good. Really, really good. Definitely recommend.
What more can you ask for? Great food, great ambiance, you know, excellent service with a smile. And the food is healthy. It's good for you. You know, it's not greasy. It's not fattening. You know, I love it.
Everything was really nice. Even I didn't even know if it was tofu or not.
It's really, 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 really good.
I eat here probably 3-4 times a week, if not more. I love Loving Hut. You guys are the greatest. And I appreciate the Supreme Master.
I think it's great. We were just thinking I should come back tomorrow.
Highlighting both the taste and health-promoting aspects of the food, many customers said that they would consider adopting the vegan lifestyle after dining at Loving Hut.
So if you had more choices like this, would you eat more?
Absolutely. We don't have enough of this around here, so this is great that Kennesaw can offer this. Vegetarian, non-vegetarian, they need to try this place for sure.
I'm more of a meat eater kind of guy, but it's a nice change. It's very, very flavorful, and it's definitely something I would come back and eat again.
This is something that will encourage people to eat healthier because they don't have to go and fix it at home themselves. They can come right here and purchase it and enjoy themselves.
The food is delicious, and I think more people will go toward a vegan diet. This is a very good franchise.
Congratulations, Loving Hut, on another successful launch in Georgia, USA. Our thankfulness also to Supreme Master Qinghai for the concept and steadfast support of such life-affirming cuisine. May all people soon unite in absorbing the many wholesome, conscientious benefits of vegan fare.
Be veg, go green, save the planet.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat. because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Massentierhaltung zum Beispiel ist ein großes Problem. Der Fleischkonsum in gerade auch den reichen Ländern des Nordens ist für das Klima nicht gut.
Please eat less meat and let's make taxes on meat. That's definitely one of the issues we're talking about. I'd like to tell people what the cost is of eating meat for the environment worldwide.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Teenagers help residents escape and rescue a mother and child from burning building. On Saturday, May 29th, as three teens, Majid Ghat, Yassin Shridiach, and Samir Amidi, were walking home from a concert in Tahar, France, they spotted smoke coming out of a building and immediately contacted emergency services. Majid and Samir then entered the building themselves, going door to door to alert and evacuate the residents. As 18-year-old Majid reached the third floor, he found Galida Zubiri, a 27-year-old mother who had already suffered burns in trying to extinguish flames and get to her 2-year-old daughter, Asiya, who was still inside a bedroom in the apartment. Majid braved the smoke and flames to safely retrieve Asiya, carrying her out in a blanket and then going back to help the mother to safety. By the time firefighters arrived, they found that nearly the entire building had been successfully evacuated. The child, Asiya, and Majid were treated for smoke inhalation at the hospital and released, while the mother, Galida Zubiri, stayed for further burn treatment. While local police officers commended the courageous actions of the teens, and the French government has said they will be honored with the Medal of Valor and Devotion, Samir humbly said they only did what they would for their own families. Our admiring salute for the brave and life-saving efforts of Yassin, Samir, and Majid, as we wish Miss Galida Zubiri a soon recovery to complete health. May all enjoy many celebrations of life in the loving company of family and friends. For their swift and valiant deeds, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring all three rescuers with a Shining World Hero Award, while also offering 1,000 euros to help cover the costs of Majid's treatment.
Save our planet. Earth is headed for uninhabitability. A recent collaboration between researchers from the University of New South Wales in Australia and Purdue University in the USA probed the long-term consequences of greenhouse gas emissions. Their findings were simple but conclusive. If climate change is not halted promptly, it will not be long before the world can no longer sustain human life. Study co-author Professor Tony McMichael explained, "Under realistic scenarios extending out to 2300, we may be faced with temperature increases of 12 degrees Celsius or even more. If this happens, our current worries about sea level rise, occasional heat waves, and bushfires, biodiversity loss, and agricultural difficulties will pale into insignificance beside a major threat, which is that as much as half of the currently inhabited globe may simply become too hot for people to live there." Professor McMichael and fellow Purdue and New South Wales University scientists, we thank you for your work in assessing the direct human impact of global warming. May such tragic scenarios be averted through our unified steps to restore planetary harmony and stability.
This urgent message has long been emphasized by Supreme Master Qinghai, who again reminded of the planet cooling actions needed during a November 2009 video conference in Washington, D.C., USA.
We still have a little time to change. It's just that we need to act now. You see, in halting this so-called catastrophic future awaiting us, we have to act now for all of humanity. Because along with our own survival and health, there is an entire planet that is in trouble. And everyone needs to be vegan to save it. It's a very simple solution that we might overlook. Because if we all change to vegan, put down the animal products, then we would have a dream world that I promise. Because like beget like.
save our planet. A new report on Arctic biodiversity cites losses in various Arctic habitats due to global warming, which are affecting flora and fauna, such as the polar bear, whose survival is becoming more and more imperiled by the region's quickly melting ice.
Save our planet. The 2010 bird census from Ahmedabad in Gujarat State, India, which has suffered from extreme drought, shows a more than 40% decline in migratory avian population over the past 2 years alone.
Save our planet. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has begun evaluating livestock businesses that have been operating without permits to determine if their damage to human health and the environment is extensive enough to require future regulation.
Save our planet. Nation sponsoring many of the international soccer teams playing in South Africa's 2010 World Cup have volunteered to offset CO2 emissions generated during travel by donating to carbon-saving projects.
Warning news. India's National Institute of Virology, or NIV, detects three new variants of the swine flu H1N1 virus, voicing concern that these forms could mutate and become resistant to current swine flu medicines.
There. This is Pippi the Old Copy following an animal-free diet here to share a tip on a superfood, Brussels sprouts. They are low in calories, high in protein, and rich in vitamins A, B, C, and K. This tasty vegetable is also a good source of potassium, calcium, and fiber. Delicious steamed or simmered and seasoned with herbs and spices, Brussels sprouts can be added to stir fries, casseroles, or even sliced raw in salads. Thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thank you for watching. Now for the weather from around the world.
Environmental news, a United States University team wins a place in the 2011 Solar Decathlon with a state-of-the-art eco-home. The University of Maryland, UM, has been chosen to take part in the biennial competition sponsored by the U.S. Department of Energy. College teams are invited to design and build solar-powered houses that are affordable and attractive. The UM proposal, called Watershed, will include features such as rooftop solar panels and will use rainwater and wind energy. The mini ecosystem also includes an edible green wall where nutritious plants are grown and can be picked and consumed. A total of 20 teams from Belgium, China, New Zealand, and the U.S. have been selected to participate in the eco endeavor. Our sincere appreciation, United States Department of Energy, for supporting this green initiative. Congratulations, University of Maryland team and all other involved groups. We are eager to see your fabulous earth-loving innovations in 2011.
In humanitarian news, a Chinese gentleman repairs a road for his fellow villagers. Mr. Qin Ben Chung, 74 years old, of Jishu Village in southwest China's Chongqing Municipality, has spent the last 15 years voluntarily fixing the road that links his remote mountain village to the outside world. Utilizing all his savings for the project, Mr. Cheen has also not yet begun to live in the accommodations provided for him by the government. He said, "I won't move to the new house while the road remains unfinished." Our heartfelt salute, Mr. Cheen Ben-Chung, for your devoted and selfless work. May your labor of love soon be completed and enable ease of travel for you and your cherished Gove residents. Up next on Noteworthy News, United Kingdom citizens have many more veg eateries available now than in 2007. We will feed the birds and be right back. More righteous news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gracious news for a kinder world. In veg news, plant-based restaurants are on the rise in the United Kingdom. Gourmet eateries serving animal-free meals have increased by 50% since 2007, with 30 now delighting eager patrons. This information has been provided by Mr. Alex Bork, the founder of the UK-based Vegetarian Guides publication. In addition, the number of veg dining places has increased from 270, which were listed in the 1998 guide, to 450 in the latest edition. Mr. Bork attributes the trend to the less expensive cost of veg food compared to non-veg, as well as individuals' concern about the treatment of animals, protecting the environment, and their health. What great news, Mr. Alex Bork. Our gratitude for making delectable and compassionate eating more convenient through your vegetarian guides. May more opt for the cruelty-free diet to bring about a tranquil planet for all.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more.
Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Time for some lighthearted humor in Danish, with joke of the day entitled Inaugural Drive.
Junior havde netop modtaget sit sprit nye kørekort. For at fejre det gik hele familien ud i indkørslen og steg ind i bilen for at køre den første tur med Junior bag rattet. Faren skyndte sig at sætte sig på sædet bag ham. Jeg vil ved med, at du har valgt at sidde der for at se udsigten på en anden måde efter alle disse måneder på forsædet, mens du har undervist mig i kørsel, sagde drengen glædestrålende til sin far. Niks, var farens svar. Jeg vil lænde mig tilbage her og sparke dig i røven, mens du kører, som du har gjort mod mig de sidste 18 år.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Your wonderful broadcast has given me a better insight into the meaning of the word love. Now, I'm sending messages to all my friends on being vegan. Thanks, Kayode from Lagos, Nigeria.
Precious Kayode, it is lovely to hear from you. Many thanks for sharing the vegan message with your friends. Please use any information from www.suprememastertv.com/veg or www.suprememastertv.com/SOS. That will be helpful to you, all free of charge. May the blessings of the Providence be bestowed on you and your pure-hearted Nigerian co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May the eternal love of the divine soothe your heart and uplift your spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The United Nations launches Making Cities Resilient, a campaign encouraging global urban leaders to boost disaster prevention plans through commitment to a 10-point checklist of measures that maximize human safety.
Commemorating World No Tobacco Day, Russian railroad police officers give out candy to underage smokers who relinquish their cigarettes as a way to encourage youths to cease the harmful habit and restore their health.
China's Xingyun, now the fastest supercomputer in the country and second fastest in the world, with runs that can be conducted at more than 1 quadrillion or 1,000 million million calculations per second.
Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas meets with Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, who offers his country's mediation support for the Middle East peace process.
The state of Brunei Darussalam announces the country's first woman ministerial cabinet member, Ms. Dayton Haja Adina Osman, appointed as the new Deputy Minister of Culture, Youth and Sports.
Purba Tamang of Khotang, Nepal, wins from among 135 participants his second consecutive title for the annual Tenzing Hillary Everest Marathon, the world's highest altitude event of its kind.
Kuwaiti ambassador to Bosnia and Herzegovina, Mohamed Kala, plants a tree in Sarajevo symbolizing the friendship and support of his country, which Sarajevo's mayor, Alija Bemin, accepts with thanks on behalf of the Bosnian people.
A new Statistics Canada report on food consumption trends reports that Canadians are eating less red meat and dairy while increasing intake of fruits and vegetables to record high levels.
The ancient Greek Parthenon in Athens is free of scaffolding for the first time in 30 years as the restoration of the ancient temple approaches completion.
Railway chiefs from the Maghreb countries of Algeria, Morocco, Mauritania, and Libya meet in Tunisia to discuss financing of high-speed trains and the expansion of existing routes to favor trade and information exchange among their nations.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.